I said, the only thing going to save that dolphin from getting killed if you give it to somebody, it won't be around there. Next morning, he called me up. He said, get my dog away. And I said, the only thing saved him, I was going to kill that dog.
Yeah.
When I get mad, I'm not going to wear a tutu. When I get mad, I'm mad. I don't care for my life.
Yeah, but you say the dog ran out of the store and he was coming.
No, it wasn't out on that side of the store.
Yeah.
See, the store was facing this way, and when I got the store, it was going this way. Well, he must have come around the store. He was loose, you know, got out that fast.
Started coming to you, or started coming to
me? When he jumped on me and knocked me down.
Yeah.
Then I grabbed my wheel and up against him.
Yeah.
He was...
Okay. If somebody's not going away from you, they're coming...
Huh?
Let's say, if that dog wasn't going away from you, you'd say he was coming...
Well, he was going to stay after he got me.
Yeah.
I'm old German police dog.
Okay.
No, my temper, I go like my old tutu. He was a boy, he got a temper on him.
What would you call a man that had a, you know, got head up real, got mad real easy? What would you call a man who got mad real easy?
Got mad for what?
Real easy, like, you know, just at the least.
Well, he's got a bad temper.
Okay.
I can tell you that story about my old grandpa, boy. Everybody run over him. Nobody run over him.
How's that?
Huh?
How's that?
Well, my daddy was a little boy. And them days, it was just two places to sell horses, like I'm telling you the other day. Old Boo Boo Despo, Joe Pond. So Joe Pond had a couple of them Greeks working for him in the marsh. So Papa was with him. But Grandpa. So they got in that evening and they tied the boat to Joe Pond's wharf on the road next morning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they always walk and come to get a skiff on the bay and come over here, go home. So next morning when they went down to Joe Pond's wharf, as a day ago, a Greek, whatever it was, they was Greeks, they was bad people. They untied Grandpa's boat and pulled it on the side. And they tied up there, was going to unload.
Mm-hmm.
The old law is, first one in, the first one unloaded. So when Grandpa seen that, he told Papa, they went on the wharf. He said, son, he said, you go ashore there, get off that wharf, because somebody's going to get killed here. So he went in his boat, he got his old muzzle loader. I don't have to walk down there with the boat, you know. He told that Greek, he says, I want you to untie your boat and put it right on where you want to put it, but take my boat and tie it back there. And one of them Greeks got sassy, you know. He didn't hear him, just shoot to kill him. But that big muzzle loader, when they went to hit the deck of the boat, made a big hole. That kind of killed them Greeks. I says, all right, now, untie that ropes. I'll put a hole in you just like I did in your boat. They want to untie them wood. Understand? So, when the wind got ready to go out, Papa said I was scared. So when we got out in the morning, and them days, it was more outsiders, Greeks and Louisiana people, and there was natives down there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't hold your hand up, boy, they'd run over you. If you find a spot of horse, they'd come shove you off.